not a facade, it's a fact. These rappers wanna be not. Don't body yourself.
Yeezy, Yeezy. What if Mary was in the club, but she met Joseph with no love? Cover Saint and Lamb's wool.
Yeah, she was.
We surrounded by,
surrounded by
the fucking wolves.
You're minor, we major, we major, we major, we major, we major, we major.
Yo,
yeah. Straight out the fucking dungeons of rap.
Yeah,
it's the We Major podcast with Chris and Juan.
Yeah,
and the fans' perspective is what we major in.
Man, I'm so ready for this. Man, I'm so ready.
Yo, listen, Daytona's out. Go get that.
I'm so ready. Push. That was a great intro, man.
That was a great intro. Not for nothing. Not for nothing. But listen, it was definitely a fitting intro. Let's let the applause rock for the body of work we just received from Pusha T. From Brother Terrence.
Plus.
Just let it rock, man. Just let it rock, man.
Government names.
You know what I mean? That's just, you know, dope album.
Honestly.
Gotta hit him with the.
Last night was an incredible moment. It really was.
And listen, I just wanna start off by saying that obviously Push gets killed a lot by his contemporary drug dealer talk, you know what I mean? His raps. I feel like it's couture level drug raps.
Yeah, I call it intellectual narcotic.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like he raps his keys in Egyptian cotton and silk.
He raps some shit sometimes that I gotta go back.
I gotta
replay it.
You gotta
listen again, and I'm like, shit. And then next thing you know, I really am considering selling cocaine.
And listen, not to glorify this, I just want to start off by saying to you dipshits out there who have no business in selling drugs, yeah, like, this isn't cool to do, you know what I mean?
Nah,
it's not cool to do. I know he talks about it a lot in his raps, but he doesn't include the downfalls, the bad things that do happen. If you really listen to his music, if you go back to Fear of God, My Name Is My Name, there are songs where you get that perspective too, that it's not just the glitz and glamour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think that's, he's trying to let you know, like, this is what he lived.
Yeah.
This is it was his life. Obviously, this man runs a company now and makes millions of dollars doing other things. But it's like, don't forget he did that, but he ain't telling you, go and do that too.
Exactly.
He had to do that. He had no other options.
Exactly. And I appreciate you saying that, because that segues to the point that I'm trying to make, is that, you know, in these inner city neighborhoods all across the nation, all across the world, like, that's not just a thing in the United States. There's certain circumstances that people are in that they do feel that is the only option. You know, some people don't. I know some people actually do try to look for work and can't get a job. You know what I mean?
It's,
and what are they going to do? And then some people do make the conscious decision of, okay, I'm not going to work a 9-to-5 for minimum wage. I'm going to go push these drugs. That's what I'm going to go do.
Push.
However, like my man Sahai the Prince said in his album he just put out, No Dope on Sundays,
which was on the real, was pretty dope.
Very fire, slept on album.
Super.
There is a third option.
Jeez.
The song, Get Your Money.
Yeah.
There is a third option. You could go to that route. And listen, me and my co-host, we never experienced that lifestyle. We're not trying to talk like we know or nothing like that. But just from
Push
experiences growing up, people that I was surrounded by and stuff like that, and through the music that we listened to.
I feel like I sold drugs last night,
though. Exactly. Listen to this shit. For real, for real. But yeah, you know what I mean? Some people feel that that's a route. There is a third option. Get your money and go legit, which is what Push did. Obviously, they were heavily involved. His brother Malice, you know, there was a big federal case that went down. And a few other their peoples, you know, got locked up, Fed time. And that really kind of woke Malice up to the point where he kind of wanted to change his direction.
Yeah.
And like Malice said, just to solidify my point. In Hell Hath No Fury, I think the intro, where he says,
I love that album.
And to my younger brother, Terrence, who I love dearly so, if ever I had millions, never would you push blow, never.
Oof.
You see what I'm saying? So is that something they had to do? It's not something they did just because, it's cool to do and whatever, you know what I mean? And that was an influence. That's what the people they were around and looked up to were doing, so they did the same.
Yeah.
But I appreciate that bar from Malice saying, like, don't get it twisted. if we didn't have to do this, we wouldn't. I wouldn't let my little brother do this, being his older brother, risking his life and risking all kinds of consequences just for, you know, shits and giggles. You know what I mean? Like, if we didn't have to do it, we wouldn't do it. So we just wanted to start off with that. But man, once again, Daytona drop midnight. Once again, just let it rock real quick. Round of applause. Round of applause, man. Pusha T.
Yo, but can I get a quick little rant in? A Yeezy rant? Can I talk my shit again?
Go ahead, but before you do that. All right, so what happened?
Talk my shit again?
What you got, man?
All right, so, I mean, I just want to start off with just saying, I like saying push. But, all right, so look, Push dropped yesterday. If you know, you know. Call it premature. Call it early.
That's a hard-ass intro.
Call me crazy.
That's a hard-ass intro.
But if I feel Jesus personally Christ. Like I know music. And the reason I say that is because I'm a fan. I'm a fan like Chris. I'm a fan like the people who listen to this like podcast.
Everyone's a fan.
So who better to judge a body of work from artists that we love listening to than us? You know, we know. We shouldn't doubt ourselves when we hear shit, you know? Mm-hmm. So I just got to explain something real quick.
Go ahead, bro. What you got?
So to me, when you talk about an album being a classic or not, right?
Mm-hmm.
You talk about how this album is timeless. Because what to me, a classic album is timeless. It has to stand the test of time.
Of course.
Means it's always hot, pretty much, is what timeless kind of means. Like you could always listen to it and it's this thing never loses its replay value. It's aura. This thing is perfect.
Right? I.e. Chronic 2001.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
But to me, with this album, timeless means not something totally different. But hear me out on this one. I looked at it as, okay, let's just pretend that this album didn't drop now.
Right.
What if it dropped in the 80s? The same reception, if not more, because more niggas was doing that stuff. So it's fire in the 80s. In the 90s, when we got Hove. Hove started out doing some similar stuff, right?
He was talking that
but
talk.
But didn't talk about it like this, right? Mm-hmm. This is like a Bible for it. Like,
Hove got more comfortable, I think, after because they did. There was then that, once again, episode one, I said that one of the Life and Times wasn't all that.
Mm-hmm.
I think, I don't know if it's two or three. I think it's either two or three where they kind of try to mimic that whole shiny suit bad boy era with Sunshine and shit like that.
Yeah.
Once they saw that didn't work, they went back to the streets.
They went back
and
to
that's
the
where
streets.
That's where Hov became more comfortable talking that talk. So go ahead. Sorry to cut you off.
No. So my thing was 80s. You already know that this was cooking back then. 90s. You already know that this was more than cooking. This was served on a platter. People were fiends out there for this, you know? Mm-hmm. But we in 2018. You know what niggas want now. And there's one nigga out there that is way too rare amongst this pink hair, bro.
Yeah. Ooh, yo.
And to me, it's Push. It doesn't come close. There is no other rapper that can put this together and us believe him. No one else. And he even said it. Ain't nobody push more weight than him besides Eazy-E.
And back to the what you were saying, like how rare it is to hear from him. I like the line on track number 4, right after Hard Piano.
4 is Comeback Baby.
Comeback Baby.
Yeah.
Who else got the luxury to drop when he want because nobody else can fuck with me?
Woo!
You know what I mean? Like that right there is just very... arrogance at its finest, but it's true.
But it's true. And I feel
on
like,
a lyrical level, I know it's a lot of, you know.
There's gotta be, you need a level of arrogance, dog.
Yeah,
I don't believe you if you're just a nice rapper. Mm-hmm. You know, like you need to show me that you're better than the next dude, you know?
Yeah.
And those bars need to come. And honestly, I've been starving for bars. We had an episode where I had to critique an album that I even liked. I had to critique Damn, which I love that album. I had to critique it because I need bars. But you know what? I got my set of bars. I'm good. I got my fix. And Word. Push was the one that did it. But to me, Push is a dying breed, man. He's a class in his he's a man in a class of his own. Because no one's talking about this kind of subject in the same way
It can't be respected if somebody does try to do it. I think the only person that comes close sometimes, but he doesn't do it all the time, but it'd be Ross. Like, Ross, we believe him. Besides the cop stuff, that I didn't think that was a big deal, whatever. But I believe him when he raps, you know? But he's probably the only other dude that could talk similarly and us be not.
And like, paint pictures with his pen.
Yes, yes.
Like, it's just sophisticated drug talk. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Very sophisticated, the way they talk about the lavish the lavish lifestyle and shit like that. And real quick, the Ross feature, Clips was actually, when that whole Tsuyoshi came out, that everybody was kind of like, didn't want to touch Ross and kind of didn't want to like, you know, they put their hands on like, oh shit, like, I don't know.
Yeah, because most people didn't know that shit.
No, and then he denied it at first.
Yeah, he shouldn't.
He shouldn't have denied it because, dude, that's you. He
should have. It's a job. Niggas needed jobs, bro.
And not just that, but even like Mano at that time, when that's when Mano got signed with High Hater, in an interview, he said he could have just been like, yeah, that's me and that's, you know, that's a job I had, and that's exactly how I got put on. Like, that's how, you know what I mean? Meeting certain people or whatever, and that's how I got put on. But the reason why I bring this point up is because Clips was one of the few people to actually still fuck with Ross when that whole thing happened. And they were still doing features, him and Gucci. Gucci and Clips were still doing features with Ross on each other's mixtape when that whole thing happened.
And, you know, so, he said it in that interview.
And they always collab,
Yeah, he was like, oh, to me, Ross is somebody I just send him what I got. I don't even worry about it. He sends it back and it's good.
That verse could have been harder though.
I agree. I felt like
that verse could have been harder though.
It wasn't weak,
but
I was expecting Devil in a New Dress.
And
okay,
I think instead of on Hard Piano, I feel like Ross should have been featured on Santeria, bro.
Yes. Hell yeah. That's 100.
Yo, 100 for sure, my nigga. Like, yo, he should have been on Santeria. Like,
he should have.
He could have came in right after the sample. Yo,
to me.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Ugh. And it should have been, it should have been just like Dylan in a New Dress. Don't even put his name on it. Just let us just fucking dive into that and let it happen. But, yo, when to me, Santeria to what would Meek do to Infrared, holy shit. Like, those three are like, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. You know, like,
for sure.
it's too raw, but I agree. Like, I think Hard Piano was, it was dope, but I would have loved a more aggressive Ross on it. Mm-hmm. He was a little more laid back on it.
Yeah.
Which is fine. It wasn't that it wasn't great, but it goes into what I was trying to say with the timeless stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just say it right now.
Go ahead.
This album is a fucking classic.
You think so?
Yes, sir.
I mean,
yes, sir.
I wouldn't listen, man. The album just came out. I definitely respect your opinion. The only thing is, although it is only 21 minutes long. So I'll say this. Listen, I understand people, the obvious, oh, it was way too short. You know, it's way too short. However, the thing is, with Pusha T's subject matter, you know what I mean, and this could be, you know, and it's not a knock to him from my part, but other people could cling on to it to say like it's one of his like weaknesses in his rapping abilities. His subject matter is very limited from choice, not because he can't take it there.
Right.
But he just prefers to just rap about a narrow window of subject matter, right?
Now, before you make your point,
yeah,
I feel like he does that because no one else can
do it the way he does it.
Right. So, like, I feel like...
I mean, Jada Kiss from time to time.
From time to time. Shit, but nobody, like...
But Jada says some other shit, though.
He's you know what I mean? And I feel like what he does with it is authentic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we believe him.
Yeah.
And I think that's important when you're talking about something like that. Because a lot of the stuff that niggas say on raps is lies. It's just, a lot of it is lies. I gotta say something dope that people are gonna like. Or be like, oh, you heard that bar? But I feel like what he's saying, when you said painting pictures, I think he's telling real stories. Like, this happened, you know? Really? And I believe him.
But that's what I'm saying. You could see it play out.
Exactly. That's why I feel like, I agree. Yes, he kind of sticks to the same subject matter, but I wouldn't be comfortable with him ever changing that. Like, I don't know if I want, like, I feel like we already got enough when he was with Malice within the Clips got different stuff.
They did talk about other shit. That is
true. They did.
That is true. But ever since he went solo, it's kind of just been.
And I feel like that's his,
that's his niche.
Yeah.
So it's easy to stick to your niche, right? And it's not that he hasn't gotten out of it, because he got songs about chicks and stuff. Yeah, like, he got that song with Dream in the last album that was about chicks, right, which I thought was raw. That song was raw. He could do that, but I feel like for this album, nah. Right. Those seven tracks were on point. Every single song was on point for the subject matter, and the cover art is raw.
And that's exactly the point I was trying to make, that I feel like people are saying it's too short, but you know what? With the subject matter, seven tracks is perfect. 21 minutes is perfect.
And that's why Kanye West is a genius.
Now, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing with that, you know what I mean? And come Jesus get your mans.
Just rose again.
Come get your mans real quick, though. Come get your mans.
This can't be a come get your mans, because he just gave you the most incredible production you might have ever heard, because niggas is too stuck on Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang.
Of course. Nah, yeah. I'm not.
And niggas is too stuck on Tekashi, No Number, I don't care.
Say Nuere.
Bruh.
Yo, but check this out, though. The cover art is dope, but I just feel like it was kind of forced. Like, it's ill. Like, it's, what is it, Whitney Houston's bathroom or some shit?
Bro, the best part of that is I saw the cover art, and I was like, I didn't know what it was.
It was creepy. It's mad creepy. It's like eerie. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what is this? And then the internet, of course, minutes. And they put, oh, that was Whitney Houston's bathroom. And I was like, oh, shit. The whole album was about cocaine.
Exactly.
Like, and I know Kanye, he's thinking, yo, this album is so raw. This album, you know what it's about. You know what you're getting with Push. I'm about to put this. This has to be the cover art. You know what the cover art was going to be. It's going to be just a picture of Push.
Push, some simple shit.
Some black and white type shit. We don't need that. That's why I felt like this picture worked. Why? Because now when you look at that picture, you think of shit like, if you know, you know.
Right.
Or you think of Santeria or something. You know, like that, to me, this album and that picture go hand in hand.
It's like the vices. The dark, gritty vices, bro.
And it's so dope. Like, I would have never thought that had that meaning, that picture. I just thought it was just,
I just think, I mean, it's ill, and I get where it correlates. I just think for Push, it was just a little too much, I think. The cover art. I don't know.
I feel like his cover arts are boring, though, usually.
It's true. I just think
most cover arts are boring.
Obviously, they had to get approval from her. And that's a question I have. Like, how does this work? Like, they paid $85,000 for the licensing. Is it just the artist that gets that money? Does her family? Like,
I don't know. Because honestly, you got to think about who took the picture. That's who gets paid first. Because that picture belongs to whoever
took it. And then whoever took the picture paid the family to have that.
Unless that picture was like a police taken picture. Because that I recall.
Hold
I
on, was that it. Was that when she died?
Yeah, bro.
Oh, fuck.
That's why it's so crazy. What do you mean? That's why it's insane.
I thought it was just like, you know, because she was doing, you know,
that is she the was, night she died. That is a picture of the night she
yo, that's
died.
Crazy. I didn't know that. I didn't read into that.
It's super raw, bro. That.
But here, that's the thing. That's kind of OD.
It is.
That's OD.
But think about what you just said. OD. That's we OD. Just had an album yo, about real. Cocaine. This
for
is perfect.
Yo, let's hit a yuck for the OD. And no pun intended. Yo, for real. But no. And rest in peace, Whitney Houston.
Of course. Yeah. This is not glorifying. No. I think the most
that's where I'm a little kind of iffy about it. Because then, you know, and then her daughter passes away not too long after. Like, I don't know. It's a little touchy for me.
But think about what they did. They're not promoting it. They're not saying, yo. This is bathroom. This album's about cocaine. Nah, it's just like here. This artwork and this music, they go together.
And that's the thing with Kanye, and that's why people get tight at him. It's because for the sake of the art, he doesn't give a fuck.
He doesn't. And you know what? He doesn't give a fuck. I don't know many other artists that would have been like, yo, let's
if it makes sense
about when she died. Nah. Most people won't do some shit like that because a lot of people would be like, yeah, that might be a little disrespectful.
Yeah.
Nah, man. That cover art puts you in a trance.
Now, here's the other thing, right? Even though we just made the point that for the subject matter that Push has, the seven tracks is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost kind of like, damn, I'm now wondering what was the original track list. And I kind of want to hear that now, too. Was it originally 10 tracks?
I feel like
he said it was 8 point, and then he took one off, but maybe it was originally like 10.
You know, he said that Kanye felt something about the number 7. Mm-hmm. Kanye seems like to be the type of dude that's very, something comes in his head and he kind of sticks with it. You know, like maybe a little superstitious, something like that. I think he felt the vibe about 7. That's why every album is going to be 7 tracks. So
expect that fire on Nas, because you know, seven tracks from Nas gotta be raw.
Or if it's seven tracks, real quick, if it's seven tracks, I just prefer the songs to be longer.
Yeah, and at he's least. Done that before, and I
like
do
it could
feel...
be seven tracks and then like 3 to 4 minutes each. Some of them were like two minutes and 30 seconds.
Remember
and
on
a little longer, a little more.
The Artistic Fantasy, the greatest album of all time. He mentioned. I could repeat it if y'all want to hear it again. But...
Yo, my man.
Yo, come on.
Yo, flex, chill. Robert.
Honestly, if it's not in your top five, please rearrange your top five, because it's one of the greatest albums that you will ever listen to.
I mean, that's your opinion, bro.
That's fine. It's fine. No, I mean, it's my opinion, but it's facts. But anyway.
Of all time, in the whole genre.
Of all time, you could throw in any genre. I don't care. Yes. Yeah. No, but I don't want to get sidetracked on my Yeezy stand-up.
Stanley Ramirez, a.k.a. Stanye.
Yeah, I don't want to pull the cape out every single time we're on the show.
Doctor Strange.
But, he did it, man. Ye did it. Ye's mind is far beyond. His production on this album is incredible. The picture... goes with the raps and the idea. It's a whole body of work that you just got to look at together and just be like, this is what I needed, man.
Right.
And it's raw.
One thing I wanted to touch on a little bit was in all the media platforms he went to, he they asked him about it, and he, you know, thoroughly explained about his line about Baby and how Ross did it, and it was cool, but when he did it, I understand, but my perception about that is that when Push did it, he was kind of perfect. Like, he did it before the fans could really see it pan out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he already saw it happening before.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So I feel like from the time that Push threw that line to the time that Ross came out with Rivals on his Rather You Than Me album.
Yeah.
The fan from that was like what? Like, right. How many? Like, that Exodus came out when? Like 2015, damn near.
I think so, yeah.
So, like, 2 years and some change, you had literally those 2 years, mm-hmm. you see it get ugly.
Yeah.
Between Real Baby. Ugly. That's what I'm saying. So, I feel like.
Bro, he saw it.
And he needs to understand that. Like, I'm pretty sure Push or somebody needs to tell him that. Like, dog, like, yeah, like. It's not that it's cool now because Ross said it. And he saluted Ross. He's not like...
He did.
That's his, you know, they
like
work a lot together.
That way.
So people don't get it twisted.
Right. But, yo, Push said this shit first, man.
He did say it first, but as far as him, like, oh, it's cool now to say it, my thing is that, you know, them as artists are more privy and are more, like, in tune to what's going on behind the door, like, behind the wall, behind the doors, you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Definitely. The fans aren't privy to that information. They're not there seeing everything. So that's what I'm saying. From the time that Exodus came out to Ross did Rivals, it spilled over.
Yeah.
All over to the media and to the public eye where the fans could see it. So then, and Ross included, maybe Ross didn't know as close as he was to Cash Money. He probably didn't see it like that. You know what I'm saying?
Possible.
And then now with it all over the media, now the fans could see it. So now people understand it more.
Yeah.
At first, when you said it, it kind of came off like you were hating. Probably mm-hmm. people were like, yo, why are you saying that? Because they were winning at that time when Exodus came out.
Yeah, they were.
They were the fucking juggernaut. Like,
They were.
YMCMB. So that's my only thing with that. That is just timing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that just solidifies Push. You know what I mean? And how ill he is. You
and
know
that
what I'm
all that's on Infrared.
Yes.
Which Infrared, bruh. Yo, first of all, he name drops. He said the Wayne line, which I was like, holy cow. Bro, honestly, to me, I feel like that's a little bit of a sensitive subject. I like Wayne. I'm a fan. I bought his albums, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't like seeing like this happen to him.
It,
like,
sucks.
It sucks.
It does.
And as fans, you want to support, but at the same time, he can't even come out with an album. So it's like, how can you support him?
Yeah.
And then it's like, I'm not saying you're getting subpar at the shows, but when you find out that there's issues with money and stuff, and like, this is a multi-platinum artist, this dude was selling,
his albums were doing numbers. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, the only guy doing numbers, Drake. Wayne was doing Drake's numbers before Drake existed. Yep. Like, Wayne was the numbers guy.
He was. He was like second to like Eminem.
A Milli wasn't just a song. It was song based on the facts. Yep. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, and now look, I haven't seen a decline, not in his work or his rap or his pen, minus his pen, because he don't write, but mind. Yeah. Not on that, but just on material, I would guess and say, because he can't put nothing out. So it's like, I don't know, maybe he's getting older. And then it's also like, how does he fit with what's now? Because I feel like he dictated an era, if anything. Yeah. Like, people were mimicking him.
Yep. Big time. So now Young Dog is a byproduct of fucking Wayne. Mad people.
Yeah. Uzi.
All these cats.
Kodak.
Yep.
These are dudes that I'm like, yo, Wayne influence is there. But then part of you is just like, yo, but now I mean, call me crazy, but I might rather listen to a Young Dog or a Uzi or a Kodak, especially maybe a Kodak to get those Wayne vibes from back in the day. Then I would listen to Wayne.
And Kodak doesn't just give you the Wayne vibe. Kodak gives you like that Hot Boys.
Yeah, that's Hot Boys. Like
very oof.
And like it's nuts that I rather listen to Kodak than Wayne.
The like cadences, the enunciation, like he's ill with it, man. He's ill with it. Definitely Kodak is one of the young talents that I'm excited for. Hopefully he can just stay out of trouble.
Yeah.
But definitely the Wayne situation, honestly, is one of the saddest things we've seen in hip hop. Yeah. Like this guy was on top of the world.
It's not that he was just like a good rapper.
And listen, Drought 3 mixtape is definitely top 5 mixtapes of all fucking time. Yeah. Okay? Of all time. Look, anybody who doesn't agree, take that right there.
Drought 3?
Drought 3 is definitely one of the illest mixtapes of all time. I don't give a damn what anybody says. Top 5. I'm not saying it's the best. I'm saying it's up there in mixtapes of all time.
It is.
Like the beats he chose, the fucking Upgrade You, he murdered that. Like all of them. The what else? What other beats did he kill on that? Boosie, like Boosie, Beyonce's beats, all kinds of shit. Dipset even got on Dipset's Santana's Town.
Yeah,
murdered that.
Yeah, but let's go back to Infrared, because Wayne and Baby were obviously part of what that song was about, but.
And then something else. Or you know what would have been ill, but through like politics, Ross could have even been featured on Infrared. But it would have been too much.
It would have been too much.
Because Meek and Drake are kind of like piecing it up. Yeah. And Ross is ahead of MMG. So I kind of understand. Like, I'm pretty sure they even had this conversation. It's possible.
It
was kind of like, yo, what do you think about this? And he probably like, chill. Like, I don't want to bring, like, things are kind of clearing up. Let's not, like, you know what I mean? You're going to have to rock out on your own. But definitely Ross should have been on Santeria. But go ahead. What were we going to say about that?
Nah, it's just that, I mean, we continued what we all enjoy, which, although it's just subliminal talk, bruh, Push went at Aubrey.
Oh, man. Yo, listen. Drake. Drizzy Drake. Aubrey Graham.
Drake.
Jimmy from Degrassi. William. Listen. Hold that. Hold that B. You feel me? Listen. Yo, listen.
Yo, so I mean, let's just put it this way. I mean, it's pretty clear. The first bar, which I'm gonna quote it. It was written like Nas, but it came from Quentin. Like,
yikes!
Jesus that Christ. That line alone.
Jesus
bro,
Christ, man. Hold on 1 second.
You know when you hear something and you make, like, not when you smell something and you make that, like, nasty. Oh, man. I heard that bar. I was like, oh, it gave me that look. I was just like, no, Push. Please, no. But honestly, I feel like Drake needed to hear that. Because not that your man's, not. I don't want to come get your man's on this one. Because I like Meek now. I do. I like
Meek. Oh, nigga, Meek is, come on.
Especially
bro.
After you sent me that freestyle that he did at.
On Fun Flex.
On Fun Flex.
He had Fun Flex doing this.
Yeah.
You feel me?
That freestyle was dope.
But. Wait, hold on. Real quick. What does he say? Niggas in their feelings. That's when shit get drizzy.
Yeah.
Yo. Meek. But anyways, go ahead.
But yeah, so I just felt like what Push did with that line,
Because you know, a lot of times when Drake with this push, like when he did on Two Birds, One Stone.
That was light. But go ahead.
He always like talks the subject matter, but doesn't mention push. You know, like he'll say, like he talked about cocaine, drugs, and he talked about the Scarface face mentality, right? But he doesn't say Pusha T, the clips, good music. He never says that. And he does that because he's smart, you know? I'm not going to say that he's scared of Push, because I wouldn't want to say that about Drake. I think Drake, he can.
But he knows to tread lightly. He knows who. Spar, but he knows who to tread lightly with.
Exactly. But see, what Push did here, he name dropped, bro. He didn't have to say Aubrey, because he said Aubrey's right hand, which is the pen. And he mentioned it. And then when he said it with the Nas reference, I was Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
Which is wild disrespectful. It's wild disrespectful.
Yo, it was perfect. And it was right when I needed it, because I thought we were going to get it like 1 through 6. Oh, man, when 7 came on, I was like, wow, the fire is here.
That was a perfect song to end it with.
So it was. The beat was perfect. Thank you, Kanye.
This guy's stupid, yo.
Everything was perfect, and that line was just perfect. But at the same time, he hit him twice, because this is a sub diss. When he goes and says, believe in myself and the Coles and Kendricks. That's another diss to me, because he doesn't
name him as the top tier.
Yes, he mentions Cole and Kendrick.
And he's not talking about a fucking album sales and all that bullshit. He's talking about with the pen or with your mind, whatever. If you don't write, whatever. With the fucking, even with the BlackBerry, you ain't nice. Quentin's got the BlackBerry.
Yeah.
You feel me? Quentin's got the BlackBerry.
So, yeah. So then, and then, you know, he says, let the sock puppets play in their roles and gimmicks. Like,
yikes.
I feel like,
oh my God,
Drake has a role that he has to continue to play, and it's not a disrespect to Drake, but the truth is, you know, we as fans, I guess, rely on Drake to give you the club song, to give you the song that your girl's gonna like. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's not a bad thing, because his money's coming from that. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, when I heard that bar rolls about playing your role and these gimmicks, like, I felt like he's still talking about Drake in that, because he's saying,
of course he is.
Drake can't switch. He can't switch for y'all. He can't switch for anyone else. He can't switch for himself, because he got to keep doing what he does, because that's what he's good at. And that's the only thing he could talk about, because he can't flex on us about some drugs. He can't flex on us about hardships. Nigga was making more money than us before he rapped.
He tried, but started from the bottom. But
he didn't start from the bottom. It wasn't that low.
He tried. His bottom was a lot of people's like high. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's trying to compare. But even like my man Eddie Huang, he said in an interview once, like, remember, yo, Drake is an actor.
Yeah.
He was an actor, you know what I mean? And he is a good actor now. He's, you know, he does hosting for certain award shows, and you know, he did the whole Degrassi thing, and he is very talented. But who knows if we're just getting a facade, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we're just getting one big acting show, you know what I mean? Like, where he tries to, like you says, try to flex in different ways, but really, the truth is going to come out.
Yeah. And then,
so it's only for so long fake thugs can pretend, is what I'm trying to say. You feel me?
Ooh,
feel me? And listen, and I know I sound a little kind of like,
you sound like a Meek fan.
I sound a little hypocritical, because I do like Drake. I do like his music. Him as a person, I just don't know. Like, I don't know. We don't know any of these people personally, of course. But with some artists, you kind of get like a feel who they are.
Yeah.
With Drake, I don't know who the fuck he is. Yeah. I feel like one day he's this, one day he's that.
You know,
like, at a convenience. Like, you know what I mean?
At the same time, there's this, like,
But he's talented. That's the thing. He's fucking talented. Smart. And very smart. Make no mistake. I'm not, like, shitting on dude.
And, bro, we like Drake.
We like his music. You know what I mean? Especially me. I'm more of a fan, like I said last episode, when he's really rapping, when he's talking that talk, when he's talking that shit.
I think he's easily one of the best artists we'll ever hear. For sure. Because
You come on.
But lyrically with the pen, there's always going to be an asterisk. There's always going to be an
asterisk. The asterisk is there for sure. And
that's
when,
that's where Meek won the war, man. But go ahead. What was
your
point?
But the point I wanted to make, first I mean, the way Push ended that song. And I quote, "How could you ever write these wrongs when you don't even write your song?"
Oh!
But let's play along. Ooh. We all know what niggas for real been waiting on. Push. Bruh. Yeah,
that was definitely at Drake, for sure.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like,
definitely at Drake.
He let you know, dog. And Scorpion's coming out. And I promise you, there's probably a
subliminal. I am praying. And he's definitely, after this came out, went back.
Yeah.
And added some shit, scrapped some shit to give him some lines.
Yeah, when he heard that song, for sure.
And I'm praying.
But you know what's crazy, though? You remember More Life.
Yeah.
It didn't have Two Birds, One Stone.
No, that was like a little throwaway. Was like a
throwaway.
Uh-huh, just throw it out there. And he dissed your boy Cudi.
I didn't like that.
Yeah. Which you should diss Drake, actually.
Oh, like on a rap song?
Yeah.
Yo, I got rap songs out there.
Yo, we're going to start playing them shit. At the end of the episode, we're going to start playing them shit.
Nah, but you know, I diss Cole once, and I kind of want to take it back. I feel bad. But then after the Angie Martinez, I felt weird. I don't know. If they want it, I'll put it out there. But it's raw as fuck, though.
But look, yo, I respect that Drake responded to him. But look, you had to remind me about Two Birds. I almost forgot about that shit.
Yeah.
Why? Because I feel like that whole fucking, how many bars was that? Like maybe 6 to 8 bars?
On Two Birds?
Yeah, like that. That was aimed at Push.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever, 4 to 8 bars. I don't remember exactly. Right? Yeah. Dude, like, he could have said all of that shit in like 2 bars. Like, I feel like the subs that Push took on Infrared and Before on Exodus are more impactful and are aimed more at the jugular than that whole little spiel he had about questioning his authenticity about what he raps about and at what scale he did it in.
Yeah, and I just didn't like that he even said, like, is trying to question it.
Like which is light. Like, I get it. It's an interesting angle to come at Push from.
Not your place, bro.
Yeah, but niggas, shut up. Like, what are you talking? And then I just feel like it was, like, he said a whole, like, it was a lot of filler in those bars.
Yeah, and
get to the point.
Side note with the filler, that's what we got 7 songs. No fillers.
Yep.
This is a no filler era for good music. Yep. We are not putting fillers.
Yo, it's not good music, yo.
Nas is good music. I co-signed to myself.
Yo, what a perfect time to start this podcast. This is nuts. Man. This is crazy. This nigga loves anybody that's fucking involved with good music or Kanye.
But Kanye West is the greatest producer of all time. He proved it again on 7 tracks.
Oh my god.
I mean,
nah, the production was definitely fire.
It was it was more than fire, though. It was like a volcano.
Like the samples, soulful. just a few. I'm very big on tempo. There's just maybe, I know it's like a laid back vibe, and the more I listen to it, I appreciate it and I understand it and I like it more.
Bro,
I'm not gonna call it a classic.
Wait till you put it on the car.
I'm not gonna call it a classic. It just came out. I don't wanna be, do your dudes listen to music or do you just skim through it? Ooh. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't wanna be like just, oh yeah, like, you know what I mean? So I gotta listen to it more.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I listen like, maybe,
but I definitely fuck with the album. I understand now why it was only 7 tracks. Like I said, I feel like the length of the songs could have been longer, to like maybe 30, 35 minutes or whatnot. But hey, it is what it is. Hopefully all these other tracks they scrap. Maybe he has a project sooner than another fucking 3 years.
Yeah.
Because the last time he dropped was 2015.
Yeah,
so hopefully we can get another project with some of those.
It's, you know what I mean? Gonna be hard, man.
Because he's so busy. He explained how busy he is. And another thing I liked about, I forgot what interview. He was all over the place. He was Hot 97, Angie Martinez, which is part of Hot 97.
No, she
Breakfast Club. Club. She was Breakfast. She was with
she
Power.
Was
yeah, they all like
switch it's the
up.
Same.
Yeah, whatever. It's all the same shit. But anyways, I like how he kept it real. Like, I don't agree with none of the shit Kanye says. I'm against it. He said it. I'm against it. I'm like, yo, why can't Juan be like that?
No, but
why can't you? Because look.
Hold up.
You know what I'm saying? Why can't Juan be like that, bro? Like, for real. Why can't you be like Push? Like, look, my nigga, like, I fuck with you. You my mans.
What?
You my mans and all, but it's like.
Come on. All right. Can I talk my shit again? Like, can I get a chance to explain myself? I didn't say that I agreed with everything he said.
But you could say I'm against it. come get your mans. Like, look, he got his mans. He's like, bro, like, what the fuck is? And I like that, yo. That's why I'm the president of good music. It's because I tell him straight.
He's not a yes man.
And I love that. Yeah. I love that, but it never gets in between the music. It never gets in between the bond they have. You feel me?
Right, right.
And that's dope. Like, we need to all learn from this. Like, you don't always have to agree with your man, but you don't got to shit on him and disown him either.
Right. And I think that's why I got mad with a lot of people. Snoop.
Mad at Snoop?
I got tight with Snoop. Chris Brown. Come on, bro. Yeah. Nobody's putting you on songs besides Lil Dicky. Pause.
Yeah, that's stupid, yo.
But nobody's putting you on songs. Ye puts you on Waves, pretty much, which dominated 90% of the song.
I hate that song.
And because that song, Chris Brown song featuring.
It's not even that. I just feel like the middle of life of Pablo is what kills it for me. Like Waves, the one with Young Thug, like them songs like should have not been on that. If you take Waves, Feedback. Yeah. What's the one with Young Thug? High Life or some shit? Highlights or some shit like that, whatever.
Yeah, like, you didn't like it?
Nah, man. I don't like the middle of that album, like the middle track. It's always, to me, that's another thing. If you listen to the episodes.
But the product to me.
I'm really big on the middle. I feel like the middle of the album is important. That's where you lose. I feel like artists kind of like, they fuck up with the song selections or the track sequence. And it kind of,
look at Highlights a little differently. Listen to Lowlights first. Like, listen it to as one. Because to me, I feel like a Lowlights prepares you for Highlights.
Right.
Like, she's like, let me tell you a little story about my life. Like, that part, like,
boom, boom, boom.
And what it did to me. Yeah, like, that part to me was like, oh, okay. Yeah. And then,
That's why.
Like, then it gets into it. So I felt like the intro prepared me for that song. That song is not incredible. It's all right.
Yeah, it's not.
He's better than that. I think the intro he put made that song better. And that's not to say that he couldn't have scrapped it. For everyone else that might not be like a stan or something, I could see where that song wasn't one that you wanted or Waves. But personally, I felt like the bars from Ye on Waves, I liked them a lot, and I would have preferred maybe less Chris Brown, if anything.
For sure, yeah.
But honestly, he doesn't lose me before that because it's the I Love Kanye segment, which I think is raw. And then right after Waves is Fuck My Life, which to me, the Weeknd feature was dope, and then he kills it after that with Real Friends and Wolves and Frank's track. Like, all that stuff was
Real
perfect.
Friends is hard. I think 30 Hours. It's crazy.
That might be one of the best.
I love No More Parties in L.A.
San Pablo, to me, incredible song, too.
The end of he finishes the album hard on that.
If you're saying Low Lights, Highlights, Freestyle, Foreign Waves.
And it's not just him. I feel like a lot of artists kind of like they don't keep an eye on that. They're like, the middle of the album is very important. Like, your track sequence, make sure that the middle of the album. I feel the same way with Big Sean, Dark Sky Paradise. A lot of people like those, like, little laid-back, soft. I mean, maybe it's me, because I kind of...
But it's fine, because there's a lot of people that feel the same way, like, you know? Some people might agree with me and be like, yo, Pablo, every track, unskippable. But I don't disagree with your opinion, but I don't believe it.
Yo,
the album is raw. It's a 10 out of 10. Perfect.
Nah, perfect. I wouldn't sell that.
Yo, but anyway, let's go back to that production, because that's what I was pretty much saying. He hasn't done a full album like this for somebody in a minute.
No, yeah, he's very inspired. He's doing everybody's fucking album. And the tour! They go on tour, fam.
God.
Real quick, before you go into the production, and then we're going to go into the production that he did an amazing job with. Let's be clear. He killed it.
Yeah.
And then I want to talk about some lines that stood out to me.
Yeah.
If this fucking tour happens, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself, bro. If I get tickets to this, because that's the thing. The mission is getting, because this is going to be crazy.
Yeah, no, it's got
to
be.
It's not set in stone, but it's supposed to be Cudi, Ye.
We're definitely going to get the albums first.
Nas.
And then.
And Teyana Taylor.
So don't expect any mention of the tour until at least
Teyana. But fam, if this happens.
That's going to happen.
This is going to be nuts.
But better question for you. Explain to me the order of that tour. Who goes first?
Oh, I like good.
Who goes first? I think Tiana obviously goes first.
Yeah.
She's got to go first.
Yeah, because right? She's very talented, but I feel like on a mainstream level, yeah, like it's early, she's still figuring shit out in her career.
They just know her from Fade. That's just the truth.
Yeah, and they're focusing. I feel like that's why Ye is focusing more on her now, making sure this is like her year, like along with her.
And I appreciate he's doing that because you and I both know she's very talented.
For sure.
She's been talented for a minute.
Definitely.
But I think Kanye's eye saw it. It probably wasn't the right time. And she was on the Good Music, the collaborated Cruel Summer. She was on that, and her features and stuff were good. But with the production on the album, right? I felt like the production was perfect for Push. Like, I don't know if there's another. I mean, I know he does a lot of work with Pharrell, but I don't know if there's another person who would have brought these kinds of beats that I feel like brought out the best in Push with his subject matter. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, bro, that sample on Santeria, like, yo.
Yeah, that's
true. I was like, oh. Like, Kanye really, he pulled out every trick he had for Push on this. And you could tell Push was appreciative. He was like, yo, come on, man. This man just did my whole album. How could I not be thankful? How could I not come this hard on it and all that? Pause. And like I feel like Ye delivered. Like for people that might be upset about the comments, the tweets or whatnot, just listen to the music and separate the two.
And
you don't need to like him, but right. you can't deny
the production. You can't deny his talent. We'll give you that. We're gonna give you that, Stanley Ramirez. Yo, Comeback Baby, I like the sample he used on that.
Raw.
Because the crack cocaine epidemic, of course, hit cities nationwide.
Yeah.
But DC, like that DMV area, he's from Virginia, and he shouts out like Be More.
Yeah.
I like how he did that. Like where he referenced certain like drug paraphernalia mm-hmm. to each city.
Yep.
What he did with Be More. Yeah, that was hard. That was hard, by the way.
Telling you his.
But that sample was perfect for that theme of the song. Like, what he's talking about, Comeback Baby, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like where, when, you know, which is a sad thing, but when a heroin addict or an addict of any drugs is fiending and mm-hmm. is always coming back for the next, you know, hit of pure euphoria, you know what I'm saying? That they're always chasing.
Yeah.
It was just pretty ill. But a couple lines, I don't know if you want to get into that. Did you want to talk anything else about the production?
No, you can hit the lines. I was gonna give you the Be More blunt.
Go ahead. Yeah. Hit that.
Be More burnt spoon, DC glass pipe, BA Saint Bales about that trap life.
Yeah, woo! Yo, my nigga, like he kills that. He kills that. And actually, what does he say that on Comeback Baby?
Yeah,
it is on Comeback Baby. Yeah, that's okay. I was like, yo, am I tripping? All right, nah. But I like on track number two. This ain't for the conscious. This is for the mud-made monsters who grew up from legends out of Yonkers.
Oof.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Paying homage to fucking The Lox, DMX, Swizz. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, people just reference it to The Lox, but also DMX from Yonkers and fucking Swizz Beatz legendary producer as well, okay?
Yonkers,
which I don't know. He gave... Well, hold on. Speaking of Swizz Beatz, didn't he body Kanye in a beat battle?
Yo, get out of here, bro.
Didn't he? Yo, my man.
No, he didn't.
When's
the last time Swizz Beatz made a beat? You were like, ugh.
Bro, listen, in a beat battle, it's different, though.
You were like, yo, Swizz Beatz on this beat would be great.
He's not my nigga. He's not active like that anymore when it comes to production. He's not. He does it here and there. Now, really, what he's been doing kind of more lately, the beats he is producing, he kind of does like the voiceovers. Like he did it for Freddy versus Jason.
Oh, okay,
he did it for Meek too.
Let me not hate on Swizz because I like Swizz.
Come on,
I don't
want
to hate.
But he bodied your man.
He didn't body.
Yes, he did, nah, bro. Chill.
Draw.
Look at the interviews. Draw. I wasn't there personally.
I was there,
but he talked. Nigga, you weren't there. This was like in Madison Square when we were like in high school or some shit. You know what I mean?
No, I wasn't there, but
I believe it was in Madison Square.
It doesn't matter. He didn't body him, dog. And anyway, material wise. Okay, I feel like singular songs, maybe he can body him on a singular, on a body of work.
No, not a body of work. Going impact on beat for beat. Like, especially supposedly he got Kanye the fuck up out of there when he hit him with the Jigga, what's my motherfucking name? And he goes, let the trumpets go, Swizz. Bam, 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 bam. Yo, come on, man. Like, that's what I'm talking about. Not body of work. It's just kind of like impact beat for beat. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, okay, beat for beat. Yeah, body of work.
And he got Just Blaze the fuck up out of here. Just Blaze is one of my favorites.
Yeah, Just Blaze?
Just Blaze is, you know, come on. Another line I liked, had to find other ways to invest because you rappers found every way to ruin Patex.
Ooh. Oh,
that was hard. That was on number two.
I needed to bring that up to you because I was like, yo.
Yeah, yo.
That is, I don't want to say it's a diss to who I'm going to say because I feel like he met, I was going to say the Migos. It's not a diss to the Migos. But yo, on the real, Migos kind of mentioned Patek Philippe's like every other.
I asked you, what is a Patek? I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. My watch game isn't, you know what I mean?
And you
sorry.
Know my watch game is vicious. Nah, I don't got a
Patek. Yeah, like I didn't know what a Patek was, like a Patek Philippe was. Yeah, yeah. It was on what track was that on the?
It's on every Migos song, bro. It's a sample. It's a ad lib. And every,
I feel like they and then after they did it, everybody started rapping.
Yeah, I mean, to give them a little credit, I'm pretty sure.
Future
has said it too.
Future too.
But you know who started
this? Hove.
It was Jay-Z.
Yeah, Hove mentioned
Jay-Z starts the watch.
But it's crazy because I noticed it. Because sometimes these cats be rapping about shit
that we don't know about.
Not necessarily know about, but it's not like a major line. So you kind of like, whatever. And then years go by and you find out, okay, they're talking about Patek Philippe is a watch. Then when you listen to the shit, like, oh shit, this nigga was talking about this way back, which is kind of ill.
Yeah,
you got to be a student of the game, young niggas. Y'all niggas, yo, microwave, listen to shit. Yo, you got to be a real student of the game to fucking go back and do your homework. But I'll let y'all do y'all and get high and shit. Anyway, go ahead.
honestly, I felt like that bar was needed because we kind of get in this mode where we're okay with hearing a similar version of something we liked before. And I'm not saying that Migos is whack.
No.
They got fire.
Nah, they
but they kind of give us the same of what they're good at all the time.
Like Future did.
And like Future did, yes. Yeah. And I'm not saying that I'm tired of it, but at some point, you almost expect it.
Yeah.
So like when I'm hearing a song and then Offset's in the back, Philippe, I'm like, all right,
people
cool.
could say the same about Push, though, in retrospect.
But you know what Push does that's different?
Talk to me.
The space and time between drops.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got Migos, like,
but Culture some people 2
came too quick.
But some people be like, "Damn, we waited 3 years to hear about the same brick." Like, I, and not that I agree.
Yeah, but in those 3 years, who's the last person that talked about brick? The last time Push dropped.
That's true.
So
that's
true. Who's the last person?
Well, no, about? Not necessarily.
I mean,
you got like your real like street rapping type dudes that still be talking about that kind of content.
You do, but
you know what I mean, like, no, especially the
I just feel
guys.
Like you got a lot more of dudes talking like Migos now, like almost.
But
everyone.
Regardless, it's not the way Pusha does it.
Right, and it's not his style.
It's not the way that Pusha does it.
But it was a dope line. I love the Patek Philippe line. I thought it was
another couple more lines that I liked a lot. On number four, I already mentioned who else got the luxury to drop when you want because nobody else can fuck with me. That was hard. I really like on the same track. Number four, you can't have the yin without the yang, my friend. Real niggas bring balance to this game I'm in. Yeah. Can't escape the skill if I tried. Interstate trafficking is alive.
And that's on a T. On the.
And he's telling you. He's kind of telling you there, like, I'm still going to rap about what I rap about. I can't, regardless, even if I don't do it, like, for real now, you know, it's definitely a bit, you know, a part of my life. You feel me?
Yeah, and I appreciate him talking about it, man, because he did it. So it's real, you know?
And another hard-ass line on number five, I think it was on Santeria.
Number five
is Santeria.
Yeah, because...
He goes, no jail bars can save, leave you like Malcolm or X marks your grave.
Woo!
I was like, damn. That line was super hard. And then the track after that, number six.
Which I'm personal favorite of mine.
Yeah. The Scale Fairy, two sides to every coin, so we bail ready.
Ooh, but like, can I
those like I like
can
that
I drop
shit.
Another can I give
go ahead,
another
go ahead my nigga
just for the fans
mm-hmm.
for the Stanley
go ahead my G Stanley Ramirez's of the world
for the Stanley Ramirez's
of the world
for the Juan Yeas
of the world for the Stan Yeas of the
for
world
for the Stan Yeas of the world
all that good shit
bruh, it won't feel right till I feel like Phil Knight gone for six rings, yeah. Like what Phil told Mike.
Hey.
Seven pill nights. Who know what that feel like?
Yeah, yeah.
No more hiding the scars. I show them like Seal, right? Yeah. Oh, man.
Kanye didn't write that. Kanye didn't write that, yes, but that was hard.
He fucking did. Yes, he fucking did. That was so personal. No nigga could have said that.
I want to know what he, and I'm not shitting on Ye, but I really do want to know what he writes.
Yo.
Like, what's his and what's not.
Man, I'm going to tell you because I've been in one of these rooms once before.
What, when you dap them up?
No, I haven't. I'm just making that shit up.
You're stupid as
but now, nah, when he raps, look, this is the way he operates, right? He's in a room, and he'll have 3, 4, 5 niggas with him, right? And all those niggas might not even be on the song. They're just there to listen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes in the booth, comes out, bounces ideas.
Yeah.
So that he comes out, and he'll because he respects your opinion. Like a side
who's one
always
of them,
in
a
there,
go-to.
And you know, Push is in there.
Definitely, yeah.
You know, so these two dudes are in there. So if Ye says something other than that bar that I just spit for him, like says something else, they'll be like, "Yo, Ye, I think you should end it harder, like get more personal or some shit." Maybe he goes back in the booth and says the Seal line,
give him an idea.
Which the Seal line to me was, he just told you he's taking mad pills at night, like he's letting you see past what you think is a perfect life.
Which led up to the infamous Sacramento rant.
Yes.
The rant of Sacramento. We call it that.
The rant of Sacramento. That sounds dope. Hard. But I feel like that verse, Ye brought the fire.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he did because I didn't love the feature on Watch.
Uh-huh.
I loved the verse until the end. I didn't like the vodka talk. I thought that might have been like an inside joke between maybe him and Trav.
Yeah,
but
it kind of went over people's heads.
It went over people's head, but I didn't like the way that one ended. This, though, you couldn't have ended that rap harder.
I like how they intro each other on that track. Mm-hmm. When Ye on the beginning, he goes, Push, they talking shit. How you going to respond?
Yeah.
Like, top five that are alive, all of them Dylons or some shit like
yeah.
that. And then he does the same for Ye.
All of them Dylons.
And then when he does it for Ye, what does Ye do? Scoop.
He's a whoop, scoop.
I was like, yo, this nigga Ye is stupid.
He's a fool, dog. Yeah, right. And yo, funny. And that's why you gotta love him, dog, because he's
hard.
He's one
hard.
Of the only people like that, man. Yeah. Yo, he's just the greatest artist of all time.
And I like his cadence. I like everything about that verse. I like everything.
You know what
verse.
I like more,
it
though?
Excites
after
me.
I heard that song, I like more that Push said Meek was supposed to be on it.
Yeah.
Yo.
But he had just gotten out.
Bro.
He just gotten out.
You imagine if we, let's just say for the sake of us fans.
They need
Push
to do a
like,
remix.
Yo, let's just do a remix.
Fuck yeah. And that needs to happen.
And keep your verses the same.
Keep
I don't
it
care.
The same. Just throw
just
Meek
add
on there.
Meek.
Right after Ye.
Yo. That would be
right after
nuts. Because you already know Meek's verse.
It's going to be nuts.
Beat.
Meek, this is actually, if this happens, this is. Meek has had moments in hip hop, not so good moments, of course, with back to back, definitely with the intro of Dreams and Nightmares. This is a moment right here.
Top
this is
five
an opportunity.
Intro all time, I'm going to say it.
Oh, for sure.
Top
for
five.
Sure, without a doubt.
That
I mean,
intro's so raw. Though.
The Eagles rode out to that shit and won a Super Bowl.
So, and I slept on that. I slept on that.
Nah, that. That's what, honestly, that right there is what made me a fan of Meek. Like, I listened to him before on like None But Flamers and shit like that when he was coming up before he got signed to Ross.
Yeah.
But that intro, the video, like, that's an example of when a video, like, kind of, like, makes a song. I mean, that song stands alone on its own. I'm not saying the video made it. But also, too, like, the first time I seen it and heard the song, it was with the video.
Yes.
And okay. That shit was like, yo. Like, I was, like, blown away with that. But this could be a moment for Meek right here. If they do a remix, he needs to spit, like, some crazy
I don't think
shit.
It's an if. I think it's going to happen.
Yeah, it should.
Because
it makes
even,
all the sense in the world.
He even said, he was like, I just didn't want to be that guy. Like, he just got out. And he
yeah, and I respect that.
His family
that's real
and
shit.
Like that.
That's
yo,
real shit.
If we would have got that, bruh. Like.
Even that line, what would Meek do? He says.
Like, devil on my shoulder. What would Meek
and
do?
And then he goes, what is it? Get on a bike and pop a willy.
Oh, yeah.
Acanelli. Put it in your mouth. Ooh.
Yeah, he said, devil on the other. What would Meek do? Pop a willy to the judder. Acanelli. Metal fingers out the ghost screaming Machiavelli. Come with me. Oh, bro. Yeah,
that's it. Bro, that's
yo, hard. Push. Thank you. I just want to say thank you, Push.
Nah, yeah. I appreciate it. We appreciate it. Donna, and you know, there's other people who weren't, like, who don't really, or so far. I mean, like I said, let's not be those do you dudes listen to music or do you just skim through it? Let's give it a fucking official listen. Let's listen to it a few times. But I already got people hit me up kind of like, it was all right. Like, you got to understand the purpose behind this. And I'm not trying to cape. If you don't fuck with it, you don't fuck with it. I'm not trying to convince nobody.
You gotta just
give it its just due. Like, people, I feel like with how fast music comes out, which is fucking annoying, by the way. And my man, I spoke about this with my man Will and Doggy. Shouts out to them. But it's fucking annoying. Like, the accessibility to music and how fast it comes out, if you let it, it'll shorten your attention span.
Yeah.
You almost gotta like G check it and be like, no, I'm gonna take my time with this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let it, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go back to it a week later. Like, take your time with music. Cause I feel like much shit's coming out.
That's one of the reasons
you gotta like just chill.
This is the mentality behind these projects for good music with these 7 tracks with not a lot of minutes. With it's like, yo, look, take out 21 minutes of your day. Listen to this.
That's album, it. Right? On the way to work.
On your way to work.
You can listen to the whole shit.
Listen to the whole shit, right?
Which is kind
of
hard.
When you get out of work, listen to it again. It's an easy listen, right? But you know what? The material, subject matter, that's not that easy. You're going to have to re-listen and re-listen so you can understand that shit. And I like that because now everything is like, what's the next song we're going to dance to? What's the next dance to the next song? You know, so it's like, nah, man, we done with that.
Exactly.
This is honestly for the people who are like, yo, I think it's dope, but I think it's overhyped, or who, you know, premature saying it's a classic like me, which is fine. I listened to it a lot last night, like maybe more than
whatever you feel about it. Just Just be sure about it.
I feel like I can stand by it just because I feel like I dissected it really well. Yeah. I listened to it so many times, but it is early.
It is. So, I just feel like sometimes like in the era when people are just so quick to like dick ride with the next man's opinion.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, yo, like fucking listen to it. Be sure. Yeah, like, you're sure. You listen to it a bunch of times. You're sure you did okay.
And I stayed off of like social media and stuff like that because that could influence you too. Because a lot of people, a lot of reviews ahead of time were like, yo, this is a classic. Push brought it. And then sometimes you're going to go, all right, I'm going to listen to it. And the first song, you might be like, yo, I think it's all right. But based on what you read, maybe it's better. Maybe I'm just like not really listening. Yeah. Something like that. But there is something that I didn't listen to. I didn't listen to ASAP.
Oh, yo, that's crazy. And he dropped today too. Me either. I've been literally dissecting this fucking album. Like, as much as possible. Which, once again, young niggas, that's what y'all need to do. Okay, instead of fucking waiting for the next fucking cool dance to do and all that fucking crazy shit. And I'm not trying to talk down on y'all. Like, dude, y'all rock out. You know what I mean? I was young and stupid, too. It's cool. It's all right. You know what I mean? Not I don't want to say stupid, but young and reckless and, you know what I mean, hard-headed. Y'all do y'all. Like, you like the music you listen to. But definitely listen to it. Before you call, like, your predecessors whack.
Yeah.
Listen to it first. Yeah. Dissect the music before you form an opinion. That's all I'm trying to say. That's all I'm trying to preach. I'm not trying to talk down on nobody. All right. Don't get it twisted. I'm only 29. All right. I'm still pretty young myself.
I will not be disclosing my age.
Juan's 35.
Nah, yeah. Come on, son.
Nah, Juan's 31. Yuck.
Nah, but honestly, it's not that I didn't want to listen to ASAP. I wanted to, and I knew I could because it was only 21 minutes of push, but personally I need to listen and re-listen and dissect to albums and stuff like that, and I just felt like it was worth the time with Push, so that's why I did it so much. And I'm more of a fan of Push. I can't say I'm a fan of Rocky because I honestly, aside from a few songs that I know, I never listened to a from beginning to end album. And I got friends that are like, yo, you nuts, Rocky is wrong. Like, you sleeping.
The only project you get, Long Live ASAP, is the only one.
And to me, I know Rocky more on a fashion tip.
Yeah. His presence is.
Like, I respect 100 on that. Like,
he did some shit with Under Armour. I don't know if I'm really feeling him, but
yeah, I mean, I'm gonna give it an opportunity to come out of it. There's a sort of a picture out, but he's holding it up. Yeah, like, I need like get really me on feet and all that, and then I'll be ready to make a decision. But it does look more like a shoe of the moment, which would be a chunkier look and stuff like that. It might be dope. We'll see. I mean, it's Under Armour, so part of me is like Steph Curry. Yeah.
Off on a tangent, did you see one of Jay Prince's kids, Josh Prince? I don't know if he's having like a collab with, is it Gucci or Louis Vuitton?
That's nuts if he is.
I didn't know that.
But the fucking soul, the bottom of a soul, is like a Cuban link. I'm actually, yeah, I'm going to pull it up real quick, actually, while we talk about this.
Because that's interesting because, you know, Versace did the collab with 2 Chainz.
I think, let me see. I forgot what brand bought.
And the collab with 2 Chainz is
right there.
No, that's 2 Chainz shoe.
That's 2 Chainz shoe?
Yeah, it's called Chain Reaction.
Oh, he's just promoting it.
Yeah, he was just promoting it then.
But yeah, what do you think about the shoe though?
Okay, so I seen it when it was just talks and there was sketches and shit like that out, and then I seen it in person.
I haven't seen it in person.
It's definitely a chunky shoe. It's the sole and everything is definitely
elevated,
which is what's in, you know,
especially like behind like the heel. Part of the sole, like that's in style now where it's like coming out.
Right. Yeah. More. So it is a chunkier shoe. And on a side note, of course, Kanye started this wave with the Wave Runner.
No, he didn't.
I'm going to say it's not a bad looking shoe. The person that I saw wearing it was not wearing it right. He had some Jordan shorts on and a white tee. Come on, man.
Nah, that's wild.
But
that's wild.
I think the shoe worn right could look dope, but you need, honestly, personally, If I wear a size 11, I would size down to a 10.5 just to make it look a little smaller. Yeah, because
sometimes a size kind of...
Because that shoe looked big on that dude. And I don't know if it was because he had chicken legs and he was wearing basketball shorts or because he was wearing his truest size and it looked...
Crazy. Like,
it looked big on him.
Yeah, yeah.
But the shoe is dope. I've seen 2 Chainz wearing it multiple times, different colorways, and I think it looks nice. Good shoe. Not incredibly great. Would I purchase? No. Would I clown somebody for wearing it? Absolutely not. I think it could hold its own.
I got to see it in person.
But shoes like these, let me tell you something about the dad shoe, chunky shoe movement. You got to have your whole fit right. Because I've seen niggas wearing the Balenciaga Triple S's and it's like, bruh, come correct.
Niggas is out here wilding, man.
Come correct if you're going to wear those shoes because that's not a shoe that you just wear a regular outfit with, or let me throw on my fair pair of jeans. No,
it's got to be
designated. You got to have your whole fit right, man.
Shoes don't look the greatest in those big sizes. So for the niggas who wear big size shoes, because, you know, that's the size of their foot, and not to look like a clown, that's hard to do. That goes to what you're saying. You got to put it on with the right fucking fit, the right jeans, the right this, the right that.
The fit got to be right. And you're right.
The fit's got to be right because, yo, when you fucking, it looks crazy.
It does. It does, especially.
And it's make or break. If anything, you got to be more on point.
Yeah.
If you wear a size fucking 14, 13, some crazy shit. You got to be more on point with how you know what I mean?
Fully.
And it's hard if you're a size 13, 14, but you're short.
Yeah,
that's hard. At least if you're tall, like, you know what I mean? But anyways, we're kind of getting carried away with the whole fashion tip and all this crazy shit.
But it goes back to ASAP because this was about ASAP originally Under Armour shoe. But let's talk about ASAP on the fashion tip. But I feel like when it comes, I will give ASAP this. I feel like he started some trends. He was one of these dudes that was rocking certain things.
Go ahead, because I got something.
And look, and I love who, I know who you're going to bring up. I love Travis. I do.
Mm-hmm.
Did I see ASAP wearing certain things first? Yes.
Of course.
Am I saying that Travis stole his swag? No.
His influence. No idea is original. There's influence under the sun.
Yes. I think he may have influenced it. But you know what? If anything, ASAP should not get tight when asked.
And he wasn't. I think Travis gets more tight
because they got a similar total look.
Yeah, with like the hair, with the hair. All that shit.
So now you,
the way they dress and
you
shit.
Know, you're not only both wearing Supreme and flannel and dope shoes, but you're also wearing, you know, the hair the same way. But I do think that when it comes to clothing between the two, I think they're appealing to two demographics, two different ones, because ASAP's more on a couture high end level.
He is, and he's, and Travis, he knows, is
more
he's
on a streetwear high end level. So I think it's two different ones. Did ASAP start the streetwear high end? I don't know if I would say start, but he definitely was one that put it on the map.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Him with Ye, they put that shit on the map. But who's putting it on the map now or looked at for his fits more often and shit like that? Definitely Travis is getting a lot of attention on that tip because he stays heavy on Supreme.
Obviously, he's got his collab with Jordan and he's doing this thing, and we can't hate on that. But ASAP is definitely the fashion guy.
And here's a clip of this is on Hot 97 of Rocky talking about Travis and how he feels about like the comparisons and all that.
It's all him stealing you guys' style.
Man, if you're gonna do something and influence people, you can't be arrogant about it when somebody gets inspired.
You see? So yeah. He's never been a hater.
When people get inspired, you know, you can't fault them for that.
Right.
That makes you look crazy.
Yeah.
You know, it's true. Actually, compliment is what you're putting. Well, I'm not saying this. I mean, they do say, you know, imitation is the best highest flattery. So
that's a clip of him pretty much breaking that down. Now, a point I got real quick. Are you still talking about the fashion and the similarities?
Or can we
get into the music? Because I got a point for the music.
Oh, about you being finish. Similar music-wise.
No. Not necessarily that. But go ahead.
Nah, hit me with it. I'm ready.
They talk a lot. They give Travis a lot of flack about looking like ASAP, like, you know, the way he dresses and shit like that. And like the swag or whatnot, right? However, and Rocky's always giving credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
What's a major influence in Rocky's music? I know you're not well versed, but the real fans listening or people who just not necessarily like a huge, you know, ASAP Rocky fan, they know.
Yes,
cool. Purple swag.
Yeah.
Purple swag, a lot of, you know, the flows. Houston.
Oof.
Where's Travis from? Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
Not too far from Houston.
Yeah.
Same state.
Yeah, oof.
So it's kind of like you niggas wanna shit on Travis. You know, he bit his dress style and his swag and all that shit like that. But, and make no mistake, I'm not saying nothing bad about Rocky. Rocky's always said it. Houston has always been a major influence.
See, I didn't know that.
First of all, Houston is a main influence, not just in music, but just in culture, period.
Heavy.
Period, heavy. In all of hip-hop.
And a lot of our favorite artists.
Even in slang. Like, the slang now from, that they use a lot in in Atlanta now. The cap, like, no cap, like, no bullshit, no lie. Or like, yo, why you capping for? Like, yo, why you lying for?
Yeah.
That is originally from Houston.
Yeah, I mean.
If y'all didn't know. Like, I just found that out not too long ago.
I didn't know that now.
Yeah, so a lot of shit just comes from Houston. So even though Rocky has always given credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
With always saying like, yeah, Houston's the major influence. Like Pimp C, Bomb B, UGK, all of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's almost
nuts. I didn't look
You can't fall. Travis is from there. So, of course, and he's taking it to another level.
So, hey, let's give Travis a little more credit.
You got to give him a little credit, my nigga.
People was saying. Just saying that it was the other way around. Hey, maybe it's 50-50, huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, it's a yin and a yang with them, pretty much.
Which, you know what would be dope? A song together.
Yes.
How dope would that be?
Yes.
But I don't know. I think there's an ego part in both of them.
Of course.
Like, I don't want to make a song with this nigga.
It probably won't happen. It probably won't happen.
But how dope would that be?
That'll be you. But we got to listen to the ASAP Rocky album. We'll talk about it next week for sure.
I promise. I will listen
Definitely.
To it.
Talk about it.
And you know what? I've heard good things. I bet that it's probably, actually, Ye tweeted. And it was like, yo, that new ASAP.
Yeah, yeah, yo, that's the thing, man. Ye gets a lot of flack. He is crazy. He says a lot of crazy shit.
No, he's not crazy.
He's not crazy. He's just
name one genius that ain't crazy.
No. Yeah, I'm sorry. I gotta stop saying that. But no. You know, he's just
the greatest artist that we've ever seen.
Oh, bro. My God, man. Like, it's not even just that. I'm just saying what I'm saying is
he's just your favorite rapper's favorite rapper.
Ye shows love, man. Ye shows love. I know the only I mean, besides this whole Trump shit, this whole thing, I don't even want to talk about it anymore because it's like ridiculous at this point. But the only uncool moment for Ye, aside from what just happened with his comments, aside from the Taylor Swift shit, like people were enraged about that. It wasn't, I mean, it's. I understand why people were upset about it, but I kind of like, it didn't really affect me like that.
Nah, and I think the reasoning behind it was real.
Yeah, exactly. So whatever.
It's not exposed these.
Whatever, exactly. The only other cool moment, and you're going to have a field day with this.
Nah, don't do this, man.
Is when he OD'd on Wiz Khalifa. Fam, he OD'd on Wiz Khalifa, my nigga.
Okay, but
he OD, like when he said the KK, he thought like Wiz was talking about his weed, like hit this KK.
Yeah.
But Wiz should have known better because Wiz has his own like strain of.
Come on, Wiz ain't cannabis. Stupid. The KK, everyone besides Wiz and his fans knew that he was talking about Kim.
Yeah.
And then
like when, it was like he threw it out there like as a double meaning.
When it's Khalifa Kush, I was like, come on, man. I didn't know.
You can't
that.
Expect everybody nah. to pick up so, on that. But Kanye.
But think about what Kanye.
Yo,
was
Kanye said all
to.
Kinds of shit. Like, yo, he was you will read what is it? You will
he stole his whole shit from Cuddy and he fucking did.
Yo.
He did. You know what's funny? You know what's funny?
Yo.
When's the last time you heard a Wiz album and you was like, oh, that was dope? Come on, man. Niggas, bro. when I bring up that topic to people, you know what they tell me? Yo, did you listen to Cabin Fever though? Yeah, Cabin Fever was a fucking mixtape.
I'm more of a fan. I'm gonna keep it real. I'm more of a fan of his old catalog.
Exactly, because you know I mean? His new catalog is trash. And you know what?
I haven't listened to it, so I can't say it's trash.
So I haven't listened to it either.
So that's you do that a lot.
I do.
You
that.
Do that shit. All,
it's only because I have hatred.
If this nigga has beef with you because of Kanye, like Shots. You're trash. Forget everything you stand for. Forget everything. All the barriers you broke. Forget everything.
Yo, Wiz Khalifa is trash.
Nah, bro. I'm not gonna say it's trash.
Nah, but you know what's cool? Me, somebody tell me the song that I need to listen to that will make me. Alter my perspective.
I'm not like a huge Wiz Khalifa fan, so I couldn't tell you.
Honestly. Yeah.
But hit us in the comment section, damn it.
Somebody tell me, because I need to know what song do I need to listen to that I'm going to be like, yo, I respect him. Because right now, I don't. I don't, bro. Nah, I don't think he's
it's
that
just
good.
What he's put out lately.
He's not good, bro.
You know what I mean?
No. The last song that I don't even want to bring up radio, but the last song that he made that was on the radio was the Fast and Furious song that was dope, which, come on, we can't even bring that up. And then before that was...
There's, you know, the whole Paul Walker thing. Like, yeah, it stood for something.
Yeah, it meant something. And it was more so the hook.
Yo, rest in peace, Paul Walker, man.
Yeah, man.
For real, bro.
And but it was more so the hook, not his verses on that. And that's Charlie Puth. So, you know, like, I'm not going to give Wiz Charlie Puth's credit.
But, yo, he OD is like, I am your OG, and you will respect me as such.
Respect him as such. And you stole your whole shit from Cuddy. Shout out to Cuddy, kids are gross.
Yeah, man. But, you know, we're excited for that, man. Stay tuned for episode 3 next week. We appreciate y'all tuning in. Episode 4, excuse me.
Stay tuned for episode 4 next week.
Excuse me.
You already know, bro. For everybody who's listened to episode 1, we want to just explain how much we really appreciate y'all taking the time out for doing that. For episode 2, we really want y'all to listen to that because it talks about that Cole interview, and we have very strong opinions on that. So if you haven't listened, listen to it. If you did, thank you. We really appreciate it. This episode 3 with the push talk, bro, we just want y'all to know that this fan's perspective is what we major,
man.
And we're going to keep bringing it to y'all, man. Episode 4, I promise y'all, I'm going to talk about ASAP. I'm going to listen to that album.
For sure. We got to.
And we're going to give y'all some more stuff that y'all like, man. Hit us in the comment section. Chris and Juan, we major. Yeah.
Papi, los quiero. Ya tú sabes.